The book begins with a quote from Adolf Hitler. The Jews are undoubtedly a race, but they are not human.
A Tennessee school board has voted unanimously to ban Mouse, a graphic novel by American cartoonist Art Spiegelman.
Art Spiegelman, he wrote and illustrated the Pulitzer Prize-winning graphic novel Mouse.
It is a true story about the horrors of the Holocaust, and it depicts Jews as mice and Nazis as cats.
It has played an essential role in helping young people understand the Holocaust.
You are now the story about the story.
I started making comics, first copying others, then using joke books to get jokes that would illustrate, and that set me off on...
Welcome back to the Midday Show. It is my great pleasure to welcome the filmmaker, Philip Dolan. Hi, Philip. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. It's so glad to meet you, Adam. And
Same.
Fun to
same.
Be here.
You and your partner, filmmaking partner, maybe, are you just...
It's life and work.
Life. Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Molly Bernstein have co-directed a new documentary about the cartoonist... world famous cartoonist Art Spiegelman, and obviously Mouse is ubiquitously loved and reviled, probably certainly in Tennessee. But you have a brand new documentary. It had its world premiere this past fall at DocNYC, and it's going to have a weekend theatrical, for lack of another term, at Time and Space Limited in Hudson, playing on Saturday the 18th at 3:45, in which you will be at a Q&A. You're coming up.
That's right. Very looking forward to it.
You'll be there on Saturday to do a Q&A following the 3:45 screening. And then on Sunday, they're going to have another screening at 2:30. And on Monday, the 20th at 5 o'clock. And I'm going to just briefly also read a little bit of your bio here so people know who you are. Philip Dolan has produced and directed over 100 films about art, architecture, dance, the environment, and many other subjects. His clients have included universities, nonprofit organizations, art galleries, museums, and a variety of businesses. Philip started out producing hip-hop videos in the early 90s.
That's right.
Wow. For rap artists, I even know these guys. Salt-N-Pepa, MC Light, Herbie Lovebug, Azor.
Yeah, Herbie Lovebug.
He was the executive producer and cinematographer of two previous films, An Art That Nature Makes, the work of Rosamund Purcell, and producer of Deceptive Practice, The Mysteries and Mentors of Ricky Jay, directed by your partner, Molly Bernstein.
Yeah.
And so both of those films, plus Art Spiegelman, full title, Disaster is My Muse, are premiering in New York City at Film Forum.
We're going to be having a theatrical premiere at Film Forum on February 21st. We're very excited about, and it's our third film to be at Film Forum. You know, so as
New better Yorkers, art house?
Oh, it's the best. I mean, as New Yorkers and as filmmakers, that's kind of like, you know, the ultimate. You know, to be in that calendar, that paper calendar that comes out for Film Forum is really thrilling.
So, in a sense, the Time and Space theatrical, or I'm calling it a theatrical, but the weekend run that you're having there. Is in a way a preview. It's a people can take advantage of seeing this film before it's New York City theatrical. Wonderful. So tell me a little bit of the origin story of Art Spiegelman, Disaster is My Muse, and how you guys decided to choose this particular subject, Art Spiegelman, which is, by the way, pretty amazing that there hasn't been a documentary about before.
That's right. I mean, every film has its own story, and this one was the fact that we made this film about the magician Ricky Jay called Deceptive Practice, The Mysteries and Mentors of Ricky Jay. And that came out probably about 10, 12 years ago, premiered at the New York Film Festival. And Art Spiegelman was a friend of Ricky Jay's. He passed away, sadly, a few years ago, Ricky did.
Right.
And Art was doing a show called Wordless, which was a stage show with a band about the origin of the wordless novel, kind of the roots of the graphic novel, 19th century, early 20th century work. And he asked us to film that show. You know, so we got 5 cameras and we shot that show and we got to know Art and we started talking and we kind of, he had an event maybe 3 months later, he was getting an honorary degree. He asked us if we wanted to film it. We said, yes. And then maybe 3 months later, he was going to Pennsylvania to work with an artist named Cy Lewin that he had discovered about, you know, so we followed him and filmed that. And we kind of just went about our business that way, like maybe filming him every 3 or 4 months. And then beginning to think this would be a great film. And then we started fundraising and talking to people. And then COVID kind of shut everything down. But then when his book got banned in 2022.
In Tennessee,
then interest kind of reignited for the project. And we were able to get PBS on board. And that's kind of when we began full-time work on the film. So it's been a long project, but it kind of took that long because art's very complicated. He has an encyclopedic knowledge of the history of comics, and we kind of had to know some of that stuff to do this film. Also, his wife and partner, Françoise Mouly, is incredibly involved in the comic world and the publishing world. She's the art editor of The New Yorker. She chooses the covers for The New Yorker magazine.
Some of which have been illustrated by Art in the past.
That's right. Art had for another person, it would have been considered his career as a designer of maybe 35 or so New Yorker covers. You know, so that's just one of the things Art's done. As he says, the bungalow colony of his work is overshadowed by the skyscraper of Mouse. But he's done so many things. And we do touch upon a lot of them in the film, but not all of them, because there's so many.
Talking to Philip Dolan, who's co-director of Art Spiegelman, Disaster Is My Muse, which is going to have a three-day run starting Saturday at Time and Space Limited in Hudson. And Philip will be present for a Q&A after the 3:45 screening on Saturday. Philip, let me ask you, I'm not as familiar with your first documentary that you produced, but the last two, Ricky Jay and now Art Spiegelman, both of the subjects were alive during the making of these films. And I wonder if you had, having spoken to so many filmmakers who make documentaries about subjects that are either have passed away or just not involved, it's sort of more unauthorized. Do you have a feelings about authorized versus unauthorized involving your subject versus not involving, how much participation they have, et cetera?
Oh, well, you know, the subjects have to be agreeable, but they don't have any kind of creative input per se. So it's not in collaboration with them, although they do help through providing their work and so forth. So it's interesting, you know, it's very interesting to have living subjects. We also did a film called The Show's the Thing about the promoters of rock and roll. And that was all, you know, people who are still living and still working in the business oftentimes. But, you know, it gives you the firsthand account. We don't like to do narration. In other words, we don't have narrators reading a script, which you oftentimes have to do if the subject is long gone. So that is part of it. You know, also you're working around people's schedules.
Right.
They're very busy. They have other things going on in their life. One thing that that Art did, which was great, is he did have strong ideas about how his comics should be shown on film. And so we wanted to respect that, you know.
Was that helpful?
Very much so. It's kind of like, you know, if you know about Fred Astaire, the dancer, when he was filmed, he had to have his full body in the shot. There was no quick cuts to like his feet or his arms. It was the full body. And Art was a little bit like that. He really wanted us to show the full page and the comic and not to create a music video out of the comics, because
right.
The work is the comic. And part of the film is to educate people about the comic art. So we showed the full page. Whenever we showed a work of comics, we wanted to show the full page so that you really see like the page is a complete entity, you know, in comics. So we had to learn a lot of that stuff. We were not comics people before the making of this film.
I have many questions. I don't want to use them all, but I want people to go to your screening on Saturday, especially where you're at. They can ask you all sorts of questions. You'll have, they'll have the opportunity to do
that.
Yeah,
no, I can't wait to sit there with the audience and see where they laugh or don't. And it's always great.
And if you are listening and you can't make Time and Space, again, it's going to have a theatrical at Film Forum in February beginning on the 21st. Well, thank you very much. And it was a real delight to have the opportunity to talk to you. And I'm going to confess that I chose not to watch it because I want to see it at Time and Space this weekend. So I'll have to talk to you again after that. That's all.
Yeah, that's great. And
all
please,
right.
if you're listening to this show, please come out to Time and Space Limited. Looking forward to seeing you.
Well said. Thank you very much, Philip. This is 98.1 KZE.